It's chocolate every day to make my troubles go away. It's fun to think that way. Well, I think my take on life is just about right. You gotta work, play, and rest every day. You see, a little bit of this, a little bit of that sure makes the world go round.
Hello, everyone. This is Sunny James, and I want to welcome you to this call. That was one of my songs on my upcoming CD called My Take on Life. And, I believe in work, play, and rest every day is kind of one of my themes and habits to live by. But anyhow, I want to welcome you all to this call, and I want to congratulate you on taking further steps to improve your life. And so tonight we're going to talk about the 9 things that hold us back. And that's from getting the happiness and success that you're looking for in your life, whatever that may be for yourself. We all have dreams and aspirations. So for everyone, that's a different answer and stuff. But we all have and share the same common things that hold us back from achieving what it is that we're truly wanting for ourselves in our life. So that's one of the things, you know, that we're going to be covering, that realm of the 9 things. And also, I just want to say here that, I get asked all the time, what are some of the key things that have made a profound difference in my life? And I'm going to be talking about that. But first, I'd like to start off by letting you know a little bit about myself, okay, and how I came to become a motivational speaker and life coach and here speaking with you, which, by the way, I am very humbled and blessed and honored to be here speaking with you here today. And just give you a little bit of background on me, a little insight of where I came from and how I developed the concept of the Believe in Yourself, program is this. From a very young age of 8, I came from a very musical family on my father's side. And from the age of 8, my father, the late James A. Tarleton, taught me how to play the guitar, and I knew from that moment it was something that I truly loved and had a passion for. When I became about 20 years old, I started writing my own songs. I had such a passion for my music and my songs that I had a dream and a passion to want to have my songs professionally recorded and become a country recording artist and share them with folks all over the world. And as time went by, 25 came and went, 30 came and went, never took action on my dreams. And at different points in my life, I would look back and reflect and say, man, I really wanted to do something, but I never took action. And but at the age of about 25, I met my husband. We started dating. We got engaged at some point. We got married, had our son, just all caught up in life. And it was like one of those, when I get around to it. And so at the age of 34, I had a life-changing experience when my son, Sonny, and I were coming home out on the highway, and we're driving home, and we're hit on by a drunk driver. And that moment forever changed our life, but mainly for the good, I have to say, because of the fact it woke me up. It made me realize some really key to things to what is truly important in life, and that was the basis that propelled me to go on to follow my dreams of going after my music. Because in that time, I was a carpenter electrician by trade, and from the injuries that I instilled from the accident, I couldn't work for like 4 years. And I had severe upper back and neck whiplash injuries. I had popped my shoulder. I was screaming no at the time of the accident and slammed my mouth shut so hard it broke off a tooth and loosened 3 fillings. It damaged my jaw. And I was just in constant, chronic, ongoing pain, and I couldn't sleep at night. I was exhausted. I was separated from my husband at the time, trying to be a single parent, raising my 5-year-old son. And he sustained some minor injuries, but he, didn't get as damaged as I did, thank God. But all I know is in that time I was in the deepest, darkest depths of despair that you can ever imagine. And I was thinking to myself, this is the prime of my life. And, when I think back when I was younger, this is not what I envisioned for myself at this point in my life. And I thought, there's no place for anyone to be. And I was so upset with myself because I reflected back on what my dreams and aspirations were for myself with my music, and I thought, you fool. when you were young and vibrant and you had this dream in your heart, you never took action on it. And now, not only didn't you take action on it, but now you're all injured. I couldn't even play guitar now. And I was so depressed, and because of the damage to my upper neck and back and my shoulder, I couldn't even sit and play my guitar. It was too painful. So the one thing that I truly loved in life, as far as having a true passion for, I couldn't even do. And I was just like, you blew it. And it started making me realize the key important things in life. And following your dreams is one of them. And the importance of family and stuff. But I thought we almost lost our life in that instance, you know. And so I started realizing some things, and I thought, you know, if that would have been the end of my life, I wouldn't want to be looking back saying, man, I wish I would have fulfilled my dreams, you know, because it would have been too late. But I made a vow to myself in that time that if I ever got healed up from that instance, that I was going to go after my dream of recording my music and sharing it with the world, and there was nothing, and I mean nothing, that was going to stand in my way of doing that. I didn't even... You know, the funny part about it was I didn't even have a clue about how I was going to do this. I was completely broke, penniless. We almost lost everything we owned in that period of time. But I had this dream in my heart, and there was nothing that was going to stop me. And I didn't even know how to go about doing this. All I knew is I was used to, you know, being here at home, playing my guitar and singing and stuff, and that's just a dream I had. And I set out on it, and I'll tell you what. There's something magical that happens when you have a passion for something and you zero in on that and you focus on it and you start taking action. I'll tell you what, the doors that come open, it's phenomenal. But as I got time and you know, got set up with a recording studio and stuff, I worked through that. It took about 2 years. 2 years of driving clear down to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours away from where I live. So 4 hours drive every trip you went down there, and tried to get in as many hours as I could while I was down there. But it took almost 2 hours to do that. Excuse me one moment. It took almost 2 hours to complete that. And I can't explain to you the fulfillment inside your heart, inside your soul, when you go forward and bring a dream to reality like that. And but anyhow, one thing led to another, and about that same time, I got a job with our local school district as a maintenance technician. And, you know, now my CD was getting ready to be released. And from being on television and in newspapers and on radio and stuff, all the students knew who I was. So I'd be trying to work through the schools, and all these students would be coming up and high-fiving me, wanting my autograph and talking and stuff like that. And so a couple of the principals approached me and said, hey, you know, we see what an influence you have just walking in our school. I mean, you know, they're sitting there, hey, there's Sonny James, and they're going on, a big buzz and stuff like that. I said, would you consider bringing in your guitar someday and playing some songs for the students? And I said, sure, I would love to. So in that time of getting up in front of the students, when I was up there on stage singing them some songs, I just felt compelled to say some very important messages to them about the importance of their schoolwork and getting their education and the importance of being respectful to themselves and to their teachers and fellow students and their parents and their family, and to do the best that they do and to follow their dreams, and just an important message like that. And as I was doing that, I felt this big passion towards that and wanting to send out a message. And so through that, you know, my whole life was changing through that time. And, I mean, I was becoming someone that I didn't even recognize from the years before, someone who had so much confidence in themselves, someone who, you know, had such dreams and aspirations and wanting to achieve so much and set goals and, you know, manage your time to be able to do them and just, you know, network with people and make things happen. And it was never the way I was when I was younger. I mean, when I was like 25 years old, if you tell me I'd be out there on stages singing and motivating people, I'd tell you, you're nuts, you know, because I just, you know, was such a different person. But anyhow, there was such a profound change in myself, my personality. I had people coming up to me and asking me, man, what have you done in your life? You know, that's changed you. You're such a different person than what I knew you when you were younger and stuff. And I really got to thinking about that, and I realized there was some really key habits that I was starting to follow in my life, and make a regular habit on a daily basis to follow. And I wrote them out, and you know, I follow them to this day, and they really help make a profound change in my life. But that's how I came to be, you know, having a passion to want to help others, because not only did I feel a passion to help the students realize the importance of their education and believing in themselves and following their dreams and doing their best, but I also had a lot of adults approaching me saying, hey, you know, I've always wanted to do this or that, and how do you go about doing that, you know? And we see you going out there and striving and achieving so much, and I just started telling them what I was doing, and the next thing I know, you know, I kind of wrote out for them some things to do, and they did it, and then, you know, I'd see them at some point later on, and they'd come back and say, man, that really works, you know, and I'd high-five, yeah, way to go, keep it going, you know, passing on. And so that's how I got involved in motivational speaking and helping others, and I have such a passion for it. And I'll tell you what, when you're living your life, following your dreams and your passion, the things that you're passionate about, the things that put that spring in your step, that put a whistle to your lips as you're going along because you're just so happy, it's what you were made to do. And for each and every one of us, that's something different. But that is how I came to be in the realm of what I do now. And, you know, not only did I, in the last 5 years, not only did I go on to record that one CD, but I've recorded 4 CDs, just getting ready to release my 4th CD, 2 music videos, some inspirational books. Now I do motivational speaking. And you know, I've had the pleasure of being on some of the finest stages across the country, helping to motivate and inspire and encourage others to follow their dreams, believe in themselves, and just do, you know, live their life to the fullest. Because I'm now someone that's convinced that I don't want to find myself at the end of my life, if that's tomorrow, looking back saying I wish I would have, because it's going to be too late. I want to live my life every day the way that I want to, and with passion and with purpose. And I'm here now, I realize that one of my purposes here in life is to help serve others in that way, to motivate and inspire and encourage, and that's what I want to do. And like I said, I'm blessed and honored to be here speaking with all of you listening to this call. And, you know, some of the other things we're going to be doing, too, on this call, besides talking about the 9 top things that hold us back from reaching, you know, our life success and happiness, is I have different people that have emailed me some challenges that they're having, and I'm going to be going over those and talking about those as well. So that's another thing I'll be talking about. So let's move forward. Now that you know a little bit about me, like I said, that song you heard in the very beginning, that's one of my songs off my upcoming CD. It's called My Take on Life. And so, to start off with talking about the 9 key things that hold us back, well, starting with 1 is absolutely believing in yourself. You have to have the biggest thing, and that's one of the biggest things I see people write in or email me or what we talk about when we're in 30-minute consultations, is saying, I'm having problems with self-esteem. I just lack self-esteem or self-confidence. I don't believe in myself. And I got to tell you, that is one of the biggest things that hold people back, is that they just don't believe in themselves. They don't have the confidence there. And I always tell people this. I want to make sure just in all the people that is on this call, first of all, before going further, I'd like to tell you, take some notes on what I'm talking about. And, you know, you can play this back as many times as you want when you feel the need for inspiration or learning. But, you know, it is so important to believe in yourself. And but I want you to envision for yourself someone in your mind that you admire for their success. And I'm not just talking about materialistically or financially, but you admire that person for the types of relationships that you see them having with their family, with their friends, with their coworkers, with the people in their communities, and how so effortlessly they just seem to be able to succeed at whatever it is that they try. You know, And, you know, so this can be someone, like I said, that you know personally, somebody you know at work, somebody you see on television, here on the radio. This can be even a couple people that come to mind to you. But get them, picture them in your mind. Just close your eyes for a second. Just picture them in your mind. Okay? You got them pictured in your mind? All right. I want to tell you right now, those people that you admire for their success in life, they do not have anything inside themselves that you yourself don't already have. Did you hear what I said there? Those people you admire, they don't have anything inside themselves that you yourself don't already have. Okay? They weren't born with all the knowledge that they have to go do the things that they do. Okay? They had to learn and overcome obstacles and educate themselves in different ways and go up against the challenges and find the answers and stuff. And you got to do the same thing. Okay? But you have to believe in yourself enough to be able to have the courage to go forward to do those things. Okay? So that is so huge, believing in yourself and building good self-esteem. And a couple things that you can do to help you is, number one, is there's two types of people in this world. There's those people that are there to help you. They love you. They care about you. They uplift you and encourage you, and they believe in you. And they believe in your talents, gifts, and abilities. Okay? And then there are those people that they just want to be so negative, they want to bring you down, they want to discourage you, they don't believe in you, they don't have anything good to say. Those people you don't want to hang around with, you don't want to keep company with very long, okay? You want to surround yourself with the others that love you, believe in you, who uplift you and encourage you, okay? That's one of the biggest things you can do for yourself right there. And your attitude, you know, is it negative or positive all the time? That's another thing. You want to focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Because I tell you what, if you have a good belief in yourself, an open mind, and a positive attitude, be open. It has to be open to receive information and to you know, be able to take it in and do something with it. But if you have a negative attitude, you're not going to go very far. And when you have a positive, open mind, it's almost like having your engine on full throttle. Okay, and you can do so much and get so much more done so quickly and easily and effortlessly. And if you got a bad attitude, it's like driving around a ball and chain all the time. It truly is. So, you know, the bottom line with believing in yourself is you can believe you can believe you can't. There's no right or wrong way to believe, but whichever way you allow yourself to believe about yourself is what you program your mind to believe. And if you yourself don't believe in yourself, then it's pretty hard for anyone else to. So, like I said, if you're having problems with self-esteem issues, there's some things to help you out. Second thing to overcome, you know, that holds you back is following good character values. And I'll tell you what, it sounds like such a simple thing. Well, we know what good character values are, you know, but do you realize the importance they play in your life? I mean, being respectful, being responsible, being accountable, being trustworthy, being honest, being a good neighbor, being a good citizen, and following the rules and doing what is right in the absence of others, and all these things. They're such small things, but they add up to a lot. And you can go on out there and start becoming successful if you're not following good character values in some way. I guarantee you it'll only be a matter of time before one of them catches up with you and brings you down. And the thing of it is, then you're going to have to struggle that much harder to gain people's trust in you, whatever it is, you know. And so that's just some really important things, you know, to work on, being respectful to yourself and to the fellow people around you and your environment at work and at home. And like I said, being, you know, responsible and being held accountable for getting your responsibilities done. Being truthful and honest and just all these things. You'd be surprised at how much of an important part they play in your life. The next thing I'd like to talk about is fears. I tell you what, fears is huge. It's one of the number one stumbling blocks that people have that hold them back from going after what it is that they want in life. I like to think of fears as freezes everyone's ability to reach success. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, your fears, like I said, they hold you back from taking action. If you don't take action, there's no way you could possibly achieve what it is that you're wanting. So one of the things that's important about you need to go forward, and you need to realize what your fears are. And once you recognize what your fears are, then you can go forward to overcoming them. And there's, you know, for the most part, we share the same common fears, you know. Fears of not believing in ourselves, fears of not being smart enough, fears of what other people will think, fears of, you know, not being inadequate in some way, you know, fears that you don't have enough finances to try to do this. You know, there's just endless amount of things that hold you back. But the important thing to remember about fears, 60% of the things we have fears and worries about in our life will never even come to pass. That's a lot. When you figure out 100%, 60% of it will never even come to pass. So why worry about them at all? 20% of the things we have things of fears and worries about are in the past, things that have happened to us in the past. So, you know, you can't focus on what's happened in the past. I mean, don't get me wrong. You need to learn from it, take the good from it, learn from it, and let it go. Don't be, like, so focused on that you can't go forward, because it's just like driving a car. You can't drive a car down the highway looking in the rearview mirror constantly. You're going to crash and burn. You have to stay focused on the present, where you're at now. Like I said, learn from what happened in the past. Take the good with you, leave the rest behind, and go forward. Be focused on what you want in the present. And, you know, when you were born, you were given two natural fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Other than that, every other fear you have is self-imposed, which means that you have the ability to overcome it. So you need to take the time to, like, reflect inwardly. Ask yourself, what is it? What am I afraid of? What fears do I have? And the thing of it is, all these nine things I'm going to be talking about that hold us back, okay, they're habits that you need to be working on, and they're all interconnected. So one affects the other, okay? So it's so important to be aware of all these things. So like I said, be sure you're taking notes on this, because you can learn so much by this. And like I said, they're such simple, elementary things, but they are so huge in the effect that they have in our lives and whether or not we are able to obtain the things in our life that it is that we want. And it's just like the saying, little hinges swing big doors. Well, these are just small things, but they add up to meaning a lot in your life. The next thing is time management, okay? One of the biggest things I hear from people, you know, when I'm starting to talk to them is, you know, oh, I would just love to do that, but I just don't have any time. I'm so busy from the time I get up in the morning till the time I go to bed, but I'm just so busy, I don't possibly have the time to do that. And, yeah, we are busy from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed, but what are you busy doing? Are you really busy doing the things that are important to you? Or are you getting caught up in all those little, small, meaningless stuff that consumes so much of your life? And that's so important. You need to sit down and focus and kind of start managing your life. If you don't have a daily planner, I suggest you go get one from the store. You know, just go out to an office supply store, get yourself a daily planner, start paying attention to what you're doing with your time. And when you see, you know, cut back the amount of time you're on the telephone, on the computer, on watching television, just doing pointless stuff. I mean, you know, if you're achieving what it is you want in life, then that doesn't matter. But if you're not achieving the things that you want in your life, then it does matter to start looking around at what it is that you're doing with your time. Because there's only so much time in a day, and we're not guaranteed to live to any certain age. Our life could end tomorrow. Okay? So it's important to take the time for what is important to you. So the biggest thing I can tell you there is you want to trim back and only have a couple of things that you're really trying to strive to do and focus on just those couple of things and accomplish them. And I tell you what, you'll see a big, profound change in your life when you start doing that. So it's so important to have your time. So time management is huge. And it's one of the biggest things that I see people, you know, say, man, I'd love to do it, just don't have time. Well, you need to start focusing on what you're spending your time. One of the biggest things you could do, too, before I forget, is you could start learning the most powerful word, and that is telling other people no. Okay? And so if you haven't accomplished what it is that you need to be doing, then don't be letting other people interrupt your schedule. Okay, someone comes to the door, don't feel compelled that you have to sit there, you know, or someone calls on the phone, let the answer machine get it, you know. Let's, you know, turn the television off, turn your phone off, turn your cell phone off, turn that computer off. Be focused on what it is that you need to be doing, first and foremost. So learning to say no to others, because it's one of the biggest time stealers in don't get me wrong. You just when you adjust your time in the right manner, then you have time to spend with your family and friends and stuff like that. But you also develop the way to have proper time management where you're getting done what it is that you want, and you'll be so much happier that you're glad that you did that. Moving on to the next thing is learning to set goals. Learning to reflect inwardly to know what it is that you want out of your life. And one of the key things that you can do is you want to take the time to be able to reflect somewhere where it's quiet and do this on a regular basis. But like, if you don't have the answers to this, then you really need to do this one exercise. And then just take a blank piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and just sit in a quiet place and reflect inwardly and just say to yourself, catch up with yourself. You know, ask yourself, what is it that I want for myself in my life? What do I want to accomplish? You know, it can be simple, you know, hobbies, or, you know, you might be striving to change careers, or, you know, for everyone it's a different answer or different answers. But if you don't already know some things that you want to strive for to accomplish in your lifetime, then by all means, take that piece of paper, take that pen or pencil, and sit there and write out at least 10 things that you want to. I mean, these can be, you know, doesn't have to be anything major. You might never have seen the ocean, and maybe in your lifetime you want to take a trip to see the ocean, or maybe you want to go climb a certain mountain, or maybe you want to go biking, or go out west and see the giant redwood trees, or, you know, whatever, make a trip to another country. Just whatever it is for yourself. You might want to build a better relationship, or develop a relationship and get married or have children, or whatever, you know. What you want is endless. But each person has to, you know, we were all put on this earth for a certain purpose. And that's your job, to find what your passions are and go after them. That's what life's made out of, following your dreams. It is. And by following your dreams, you're fulfilling your purpose. So if you don't have a knowledge in your mind of what it is that you want for yourself in all areas of your life, you know, with your job and your career, with your family, developing relationships, you know, wherever your dreams are and goals and aspirations for yourself, write them out so you know. And I'll tell you what, you know, getting in the habit of writing goals out on a regular basis is so key. It's like a roadmap to knowing what it is that you want in life. Because if you don't have the roadmap, what happens when you try to go from the West Coast to the East Coast? There's a lot of roads in between. If you don't know which ones you're supposed to be on or where it is that you're going to end up, well, it's hard to kind of get there. So the same thing in your life. You have to have a good knowledge of like a blueprint to know what it is that you want. And, you know, that's one thing being a carpenter electrician. I learned the importance of having a blueprint and a schematic. They kind of help, like a map, to show you where you should be, what things should be, if it's right, if it's wrong, if you're having problems, helping you to troubleshoot, you know. And I tell you what, those two things are so key. But in your life, writing out your goals is sort of like starting to have a roadmap to knowing what it is that you're trying to do with your life. Because every day that comes by and goes by is a day that is here and gone, and you can never get it back. So what you do with your time and writing your goals out so you know what it is that you want to be working on is so important. And so the next thing is learning to build your team, your support team. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's about encircling yourself with friends and family and coworkers and people who believe in you and believe in your talents, gifts, and abilities, and they're there to encourage you and uplift you and give you positive input and also help you along the way. And the importance of that in networking and communication with folks, I'll tell you what, in finding a mentor, knowing what it is that you want in life and finding a mentor that is highly successful in that area and letting them help you. And that can be something as simple as reading or listening to their, you know, their books or CDs, DVDs, going to a seminar, learning from this person. It can greatly reduce your learning curve as to get you where you want with fast, effective results. And I'll tell you what, I cannot express to you the importance of what my mentors have been over the years. I've had people, everything from mentors that helped me in the music business to mentors that helped me get publicity to people who taught me about motivational speaking to learning about internet marketing. And, you know, I couldn't have possibly done all this on my own. So having those people out there to support you and encourage you and teach you in the right ways are so important. So, like I said, what you want to do is you want to encircle yourself with people who love, care, and believe in you and your talents, gifts, and abilities. That is so important. Stay away from negative people and negative stuff. And, too, when you are networking with people about what it is that you're trying to do, you will be surprised at what people can do to help. The knowledge that they may have or someone that they know might have that can help you out, it is so important, letting others know what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Because I'll tell you what, when I was trying to accomplish, like I said, with my music, I didn't have two nickels to rub together. And I just started letting my family and friends know what I was trying to do. I know some of them thought I was nuts. But I didn't care. It was a passion in my heart, and it was something that I felt compelled and driven to do. And when you feel that, that's your passion. That's your purpose. You were meant to do that. You were given that special talent, gift, and ability. And I believe when you don't go after your passion and your purpose, not only are you letting yourself down, but you're letting those folks that need to benefit and learn from your talents and gifts and abilities down. So that is so important. When I started telling other people about what I was trying to do, I tell you what, doors started opening like you wouldn't believe. My family, instead of getting me gifts and stuff at my birthdays and at Christmas and stuff like that, they give me cash. We know what you're trying to do with your music. We want to help you get there, And not only that, but, loaning me money or whatever, or just helping out in some way, or just the fact that I knew that they were there and they loved and cared about me and believed in what I was doing. So important, so important. Like I said, I can't speak highly enough of how important it is to have mentors. They are so, so important. So the next thing I like to talk about that is important on the list is being able to, once you recognize what your dreams are and turning those into goals, as well as developing your support team, is being able to develop a plan. And what I mean by a plan is, you know where you're at in life right now. You know what it is out there that your goal is, that you're trying to accomplish, whatever that may be. Now you need to say, okay, I'm here. What would I need to do? What steps do I need to take to get me from where I'm at out there to reaching and achieving my goal, bringing it to reality? Well, for me, back when I was doing my music, like I said, I had never done anything like this. I didn't even know what I was doing. Started asking a heck of a lot of questions going out there and stuff, and I had to find a, recording studio. I had the songs. I just had to select, I had like 100 songs. I had to select like 10 or 11 songs figure out which songs I wanted to be on the CD. I had to figure out what I wanted to entitle the CD. I knew I wanted a full band production behind it. I didn't know any studio musicians or anything like that, so, you know, we had to find these people, seek them out, and just so much. So, you know, had to write out the plan. Okay, well, this is what I'm trying to do, and this is what I need to know, you know. I need to know what specific songs, I need to know what recording studio, I need to know, how much it's going to cost, I need to know what picture I'm going to take for the front, what am I going to entitle the CD, what are the different songs. And I know some of this stuff I'm repeating, but you can see the process. And then learning, you know, then you had to do the mass production at the end and stuff. But you had to see where you are now with whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And then you have to see what it's going to take to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Writing that out, you want to prioritize that. You want to write it down into, break it down to bits and chunks into steps. You want to prioritize those steps in order that they have to be done. And then just start with step number one and start focusing and working on that. And don't look at the rest of it right now because it will overwhelm you. Okay? And just start it. And you want to keep this plan written out and you want to keep it somewhere where you can see it and you can focus on it and be working on it on a consistent basis. Because if you don't see it, you're not going to have it in your mind and you're not going to be focused on it and you're going to lose your motivation and you're going to lose your vision and focus on it, and then the next thing you know, you're going to be nowhere. So it's so important to have your plan. And then next thing is taking action, or lack of taking action, okay? Well, let me step back here. The thing that holds you back there with the plan is, you know, the problem is in life is we don't mean to do this, but we don't fail to plan. We plan, we don't plan to fail. We fail to plan. Okay, and that's the problem. And when you have a good plan of knowing what it is that's gonna, you know, get you from where you are to where you want to be, that is so important. So the next one is that holds you back is procrastination. Not taking any action. And the thing of it is there is, I get this a lot. People just say, I procrastinate a lot. But there again, there's a lot of things that are interconnected. These nine habits and elements are all interconnected. So, you know, you might be procrastinating because you don't have really a good sense of self-esteem and believing in yourself and have a good sense of confidence. So you're afraid to go forward, or you're afraid of what other people will think, or these fears come up, or you know. But the important thing is, if you don't take action, you're never going to get there. And here's the thing. Like I said, we're never guaranteed any certain amount of time here on this earth. We could be 20 years old. Doesn't mean we're going to get to be 60 or 50 or 45 or 100. We might die tomorrow in an accident. We might get cancer. Might, you know, all these things could happen. So you can't just go on the fact that you think you're going to live to a ripe old age, because you may not be. That's the reality of life. So important thing I want to ask you right now is, if you knew today was going to be your last day to live, how would you live it? Would you live it with passion and purpose and try to get everything in that's important to you? Of course you would. Well, it's the same thing, and that's the reason why you need to start taking action and quit procrastinating. Think like today is your last day to live, and at the end of today, are you going to want to look back and say, I wish I would have? Or are you going to look back and say, I'm glad I did? Okay? So you just have to know the reason why you wrote down those goals. Because that reason why is going to help to motivate you to take action. And let me tell you, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whether it's something small or big or in between, I can tell you this from personal experience. There is nothing like fulfilling your dream and making it become a reality. There is nothing on the face of the earth that can replace that emotion, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of it's like a natural high. And like I said, it's what puts a spring in your step and puts a whistle on your lips and just makes you so happy. And it's indescribable. And you can only go through it when you're living your life in the way that it was meant to be lived. And so know the reason why you want to be achieving that, because that will be your motivator. That'll be your motivator, and you won't have to worry about procrastination when you have things lined up right. I mean, it just won't. And one of the last things I'm going to talk about here that really holds you back is adversity. And those are the roadblocks that come up along the way when you're trying to achieve something. I mean, it sounds something simple, but, you know, sometimes it can be the simplest things that hold you up. But the bottom line is when you start learning to develop all these 9 areas and 9 habits for yourself and make them become a regular fabric of your life, of yourself, of who you are. They are habits of successful people. And when you start learning them and learn to keep them in balance, they help you out along the way. But that's where having a good sense of self-esteem will help you out, because when you have a good sense of self-esteem, okay, you have the courage to work through all the things that you need to work through. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it feels like you hit a brick wall. And even though I was working on, you know, achieving my dream and my music, it was a lot of hard work. There was a lot of obstacles to overcome, everything from financial to not at times being able to find the right musicians to play the parts, or getting people to cooperate, or just lack of knowledge on my part of how to handle certain parts of it and having to learn that. And I tell you what, I mean, it was almost 2 years. I mean, you sit down and listen to my CD. It's 9 songs, and so you got maybe 45 minutes worth of music there. But it took a lot of hard work to get that done. And seeing all the work, I mean, it probably took no less than 6 to 10 hours per song, and a lot of driving, and just a lot of patience and working away at it. So learning to overcome your adversity is so important for you. And like I said, knowing the reason why you want to achieve this, if it's the right thing for you in your life, it's going to help keep you motivated. And another good thing to know for your adversity is, you know, when adversity comes up, you have to look. When you realize you're no longer making progress, or you're just spinning your wheels, and sometimes it feels like you're making progress, but when you really look at the situation, you find out you're no further ahead than you were, you know, a while back. And it's sort of like being swimming in swift current. You know, you're sitting there going through all the motion of fighting the current, but when you look at the shoreline, you haven't gone any further upstream than where you started. It's sort of like that. And when you realize that, then you have to sit back sometimes, and you have to regroup, and you have to realize what it is that you're up against. Sometimes you have to take a break away from it. And sometimes the answer doesn't come to you right away as far as what's going on and what's holding you back. Sometimes you don't know, you don't understand. But see, in our life, we're not used to reflecting inwardly to ourselves. We're so busy from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed. We're busy listening to the television and other people talking in the radio and talking on our cell phones and listening to stuff on the computer and listening to the radio on the way to work and just having all this noise and confusion and stuff thrown at us all the time, that we're not used to sitting somewhere where it's quiet and reflecting inwardly. And if you would start learning to do that for yourself, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, and just like having a conversation with yourself internally, asking yourself, what's going on? Where am I at today? What's going on? Okay? You realize you're trying to work towards something. You realize you're not making any forward progress. That's when you got to say, okay, what's going on here? What's holding this up? Sometimes it's obvious what's holding you up. Maybe it's a financial situation where you just can't afford to get money or whatever, but sometimes even that seems like a roadblock that doesn't need to be. because if you start, you know, networking and communicating, you'd be surprised the options that become available that you would never know. And that's why I say networking is so important. But that's another thing. When you hit adversity, especially if you can't recognize what's holding you back or you're having problems working it through or you just can't seem to find a solution, that's when you need to take that back to your team of people and say, man, this is so important for me to achieve this. I made it this far, and now all of a sudden I just can't go forward. And maybe you know the answer of what's holding you back or why you can't go forward. But having all these other people and all their knowledge and all their experience looking at your situation, I tell you what, there's going to be solutions that's going to come out of the woodwork like you can't believe. So that's why it's important to network with other people and communicate and build a good, strong support team. And but those are the 9 key things that hold people back, hold you back, hold me back. I mean, even though I know all these things, I still have to keep working at them. I still have to keep them balanced. I still have to sit back sometimes and say, okay, which one of these is really affecting me right now to the point where I can't get the results that I want? And I'll tell you what, learning to do that is so important for yourself. And it's going to help propel you to get you from where you are to where it is that you want to be. And you know, one of the things here we're going to do now is we're going to shift gears. And I told you I was going to go over some of the important things that some of the people, you know, had emailed me that they were having challenges with. So, give me a second here. I hope your day is going well. I know I'm here in Pennsylvania, and in the last couple of days we've got like 2 feet of snow dumped on us. Okay, let me see here. What are we at? I had to bring up, I had this information in a certain place here, so let me bring this up here and see where we're at. That's interesting. Okay, hang in there 1 second. I apologize for this. I had it ready here, and for some reason that kind of got this place, but here we go. I said, okay. Now, I have people responding from all over the world. I mean, we get people from Australia, we get people from New Zealand, people from Bangladesh, you know, people from, you know, Canada, people in the United States. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, all of you, you know, taking the time to, you know, send in your challenges and stuff, and you know, wanting to, you know, listen to this call and stuff. So, anyhow, if I mispronounce your name, I greatly apologize. But first person on my list is, it looks like Selvi, S-E-L-V-I, and what they're having problems with is confidence. So, like I said, believing in yourself is such an important thing. And some of the things that I can do to tell you, to help you, is number one, first of all, it's very important that you know that you are lovable, you are valuable, and you are someone special here on this earth. And you are destined for great things in your life. You are someone who matters, who makes a difference in this life and in this world for yourself and for others. And one of the things I want to tell you is, it's really important to surround yourself with positive people, people that care about you, love you, uplift you, encourage you. And you know, and you need to know this. You know, listen back to what I said about thinking about the people you admire for their success and knowing that, you know, they weren't born with all the knowledge they have now and the abilities they have. You have to work at your, you know, your talents, gifts, and abilities and work on improving them, improving your skills and stuff. So something to do is think about what makes you feel like you have a lack of confidence in yourself. Is there certain issues or certain skills that you could improve upon, certain skills that make you feel, you know, less confident? And if so, you know, work on improving those skills. It's easy to find answers through the Internet or in the library or talk to people about it. And, you know, another thing that can help you have some confidence is, you know, whatever your talents, skills, and abilities are in life, find somebody that you can mentor a little bit, somebody that could really benefit from your talents, skills, and abilities in some way, and help them. And by doing that, by being a mentor to them in some way, you're going to help uplift them, and that's going to help boost your self-esteem and make you feel important and make you feel like you have a purpose. And like I said, you want to improve on the different areas that you feel less efficient in, and that will help also. And really important, too, is if you could start on a daily basis or a weekly basis. It'd be better if it's on a daily basis, because I know back when I was doing this, it had a profound effect for me. But you want to either get some positive learning material on self-esteem and believing in yourself in the form of a book or a CD, or you know, even just listening to this recording can help you. But you really have to, you know, have a good sense of confidence in yourself. And you have to know that you don't know all the answers, but have confidence that you know you can have the resources to go out there and find the answers that hold you back from what it is that you're lacking in. And that'll help you. Now, Jim, actually, I got a couple of Jims on here. Jim says, stop myself from stopping myself. Okay? That sounds like an interesting one. Now, that could be partly a self-esteem issue, that you just don't believe in yourself and your talents, gifts, and abilities enough to allow yourself, you know, to go forward. And I have to say, especially when I was younger, I kind of felt that way. I had lacking a little bit in self-esteem and stuff. And again, it's kind of what I said to Selvi, you know, just learn to believe in yourself. Know that you are someone, that you do matter, that you do make a difference for yourself and the life of others, whether or not you even know it. You know, work on improving your skills and things that you feel like you're less efficient in, and surround yourself with people who love and care about you and will help to uplift and encourage you. And also, you know, try to mentor others. And because, like I said, with whatever talents, skills, and abilities you have, there's people that's wanting to learn some of that. So if you can help to mentor someone in some way, it helps to uplift them, it helps to uplift yourself and boost your self-esteem. So, you might be dealing with some fear issues, and if that's what it is, you need to recognize what those fears are, and just kind of sit and reflect and ask yourself, well, why? What's stopping me? What's holding me back? You need to know the answer to that before you can go forward to overcoming it. And once you know the answer to that, like I said, it sounds like a little bit of self-esteem issue. Just work on that. And I hope this is helpful to you. Now, the other gem is staying committed to the challenge. sometimes that's hard to do. It is. But that is why having your goals and having a plan and being committed to that plan and knowing why it is that you want to achieve this, how important it is for yourself, that will help you stay motivated to, you know, going after your challenges and working through your challenges. So, like I said, these are some very important things. Let's see. Bijus. Taking care of my family. Now, I'm not sure if taking care of your family is like a financial issue, or if that is, like an emotional issue, like maybe you don't feel like you have a good relationship, a good strong relationship with them. So I'm going to surmise that this is, you're talking about taking care of family as far as financial, from a financial standpoint, and what I'd have to say about that is, if you're currently working, maybe you could see a way of possibly approaching your supervisor or boss for a raise, looking to getting a promotion, looking at maybe if you're not making enough in your current position, being trained in something that you can make more financial, benefit from. Those are some things to think about. If you're talking about taking care of your family as far as from an emotional point, you know, what's really important is to be respectful of yourself and learn to love and appreciate yourself, and also learn to love and respect those individuals that are in your family, being able to recognize what's important to them and why it's important to them, and helping them accomplish the things that are important to them. But unity and support for each other is so important. So just, working through things like that is so important to, support for family is so much more than just financial. It's emotional, and it's just important to have the whole picture in place. But before you can help others, you have to be strong inside yourself. So developing good self-esteem and self-confidence in yourself to know that you can go out there and support, and recognizing where your weak areas are so that you can improve on them so you can be a better person to your work, a better person to your family, and a better person for yourself. The more better prepared you are in the different areas that we're talking about, of being able to follow good character values, overcome your fears, manage your time properly, set goals on a regular basis. Just all these things are so important. So just kind of review a lot of these things that are on this recording, and they should be able to help you out in different ways. And also, too, if I didn't touch completely on the picture, some of these are a little bit vague, and so not a complete picture of maybe what your situation is. One of the things that's important for you to do is to realize what it is that you want, realize where you're at in life, and how it is that you're going to be able to go from where you are to achieving what you want. It's just so important. I can't express that enough. Let me see who's next on the list here. Oh, let's see. We have Muhammad. And Muhammad says, need a promotion. Okay. Well, Muhammad, that's great. There's a lot of people out there wanting a promotion to move up in a different position from where they are. And a lot of it has the... Some of that, benefits of that is the financial gain there. Sometimes it's just status of getting that specific position and what that means to you personally. But to go about getting promotion, okay, first of all, you need to be highly trained in the area in which you are wanting to get promoted. You need to know for yourself. Because this is what your company is going to want to know is, if we promote you to this position, what is in it for us? You have to be able to provide value to the company of what it is that you are going to give them in value if they promote you, okay? And it can't just be, oh, I'm a good employee, I show up for work. No, it's got to give, what is it in it for them? What true good value are you going to give them as an employee? And you need to have good communication skills. You need to be a team player. You need to let them know that, you're willing to learn and do whatever it takes to secure this position. And you need to have a good, solid reason why you want that position. And what it is that you are going to, give back in value to your company, How can you make your company be better? How can you make it grow? How can you increase the value of it financially or just efficiently, the efficiency that possibly you can bring? I don't know what kind of position it is that you're trying to go into, but, it's so important. You have to be able to, like I said, show them how you're going to be able to provide value to them if they allow you to have this promotion. And why you over all these other people that are trying to get that same position. And having those qualities about you and being willing to improve on them, your communication skills, being very business-like, being on time, dressing professional, acting professional, your attitude is everything. you know, making sure that they know that you're a team player, that you have a willingness to learn and an open mind to listen, and that you are self-motivated, that you can get the job done fast, effectively, and efficiently, and, you know, how the company is going to benefit from you being able to move into this position. So I hope that was helpful to you here. And let's see, we have Corin. Corin says, biggest challenge is the economy. Now, Corin, I'm not sure if you're referring to the fact that maybe you're possibly out of work and looking for a job in the economy, or whether the economy, you know, you've lost your job. But anyhow, I know our economy, no matter where you are in the world, I know especially I live here in the States, and I just see an endless amount of people having their jobs cut or their hours cut, or you know, getting laid off, whether it's permanently or temporarily, and it's just, it's a horrible situation. And jobs, good jobs are very few and far between. And there again, polishing your skill sets so that you can become a valuable employee for someone, and it's tough, but you have to be willing to be out there. If you're looking for a job, you have to be willing out there to look deeper than just what you see in the paper or from a career center that, you know, lists jobs and stuff, because everybody and their brother are trying to get jobs that way. So start networking with people. Let them know if you're looking for work, what specific kind of work that you are skilled and able to do. And, you know, that can help a lot. If that's, I hope that I helped to answer that question. I know that was kind of short and brief. I'm not sure. Let's see. The next person on our list is Doris, and she says, my job. Now, you're talking about my job. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure in depth exactly what you're talking about, my job, whether you're worried you're going to lose it, or maybe you don't feel you're confident enough in your job, or I'm just going to throw a couple angles out here, and there might have been something already I said earlier in the call that could possibly help you, but you're talking about my job, and I'm going to think, I don't know, but I'm just going to throw some things out here. I don't know if that's from where you're working at and you feel like a lack of self-confidence in what you do. What you want to do there is, with any job, whether you have a job or you're looking for a job, there again, working on your self-esteem issues. Because when you believe in yourself, it shows a confidence about yourself that helps other people perceive you as being a confident, good person. And by exhibiting good character values and being known for that, being known for what, doing the right thing even in the absence of others, and being honest and trustworthy and stuff like that, these things are also important to build a picture in people's mind of, you know, that you're someone that is skilled in wanting the job, you're someone that's confident, you're someone that's willing to learn, you're telling them how you can provide value to their company. And I don't know, maybe you have a job, maybe you're wanting to be promoted. Well, think back of what I said there on the other person that was wanting promotion, I think it's Muhammad. And again, if I'm not touching base on what you had in mind there, you know, by all means, just email me and let me know more in depth. And excuse me, and you know, possibly, you know, we could go for a 30 minute strategy session and go more in depth on that. Joanna is talking about fear. Well, we talked about fears, and fears are one of the huge stumbling blocks that hold people back. Like I said, fears are like freezes everyone's ability to reach success. And if fears are affecting you in that way, you have to, first of all, you have to recognize what your fears are specifically to be able to deal with them and overcome them. And so you need to reflect inwardly, and you need to write out, ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I fearing? And remember that most of what you have fear of is just right in your mind. It's in between your ears. It's just one of those things that just is there and will hold you back, and there really isn't anything much there to be afraid of. Now, I don't know what your specific fears are, but that's what you need to do. You need to take time, pencil and paper, and sit quietly and reflect and answer that question for yourself. What am I afraid of? What do I have a fear of? And is it a self-esteem issue? Is it something that happened to you in the past? What others will think? I don't know what your fears are specifically, but I talked in depth about what your fears are and how they affect you and the things that cause fear. And so if I didn't quite completely answer that question, then, you know, again, you can email me and let me know that, and we can talk more in depth in that. And other than that, I believe that was the last person there that had forwarded an email there wanting me to know a specific topic to talk about. And like I said, I hope you took some notes. I hope that you learned something from what I had to say. And, you know, mainly, too, what I want you to remember is my story. Okay? I said the things that I was saying about my accomplishment, it wasn't meant to brag in any way. It was meant to let you know what I came up through and overcame to be able to go forward to reach what my goal was, which was my music. It was everything to me. And music is such a large part of my life. And so by telling you my story about what I came through and overcame and achieved and still working on things, and I still have challenges that I have to work on overcoming on a consistent basis. We all do, you know. But it's being... It's when you're aware of these things and learn them that help you come through them faster. So I want my story to be something inspirational to you, motivate you, help to inspire you and encourage you to know that you're not alone out there with the things that you're having problems with and challenges, that you can overcome them. You just first of all have to believe in yourself, and you have to have the courage to go forward, and you have to have the willingness to find the answers. And you know, I hope this call was helpful to you, and I want to let you know, too, that, you know, if you found this call to be helpful to you and you are needing continued help beyond this point, you know, some of you, you'll take what I said tonight, and it'll help you through that rough spot that you're at that you haven't been able to overcome or work on or whatever, something I said maybe, you know, help light a light bulb in your mind or help you go forward. And there's some of you that, you know, you're still struggling with things and you just can't seem to overcome them. Well, when I send out this, you know, along with the email that this link came from to listen to this particular call, is also a link that if you feel free to sign up for a free 30-minute consultation with me. And what we do with that consultation is this. Sit there and we talk about what it is that you're truly wanting to have a desire to achieve in your life, okay? What's your direction? What is it you're trying to accomplish? We figure that out. If you don't know the answer to that, we figure that out. But many of you do know the answer to that. And we also talk about what challenges you are up against that's holding you back from getting what it is that you want in your life. And third, we talk about a strategy for how you can overcome these challenges and go forward and achieve. So, you know, and it's so helpful for you to just work through that so that you can leave that 30-minute strategy session and you know what it is you want, you recognize what your challenges are and what it's going to take to overcome them and go forward and get the progress you want so you can get the results that you want. And also, too, if there's some of you out there that are wanting some help right now, okay, and for those of you, you know, that are needing some extended help beyond this point, well, I have something that could possibly help you if you'd like to go check it out. And it's a website that I just, extension of my website that I just created. And it's something you can go look at. And if you go to Sunny James, that's spelled with a U, SunnyJames.com/VIBS. www.thebrainwashed.html. And that link also will be in your current email for listening to this call. And you can go there and you can check it out. And, you know, if that will help you, then by all means, take advantage of that there. You know, I put together a small basic program that is just a very small investment on your part. Go check it out. You know, it's helped many people, and I hope it can help you, too, if you're needing further help. Because as long as you keep banging your head up against the wall, you're just going to keep getting the same results. And if you're someone that just needs help, I said back, I can't tell you how important my mentors were to me to help me see beyond what I couldn't see and help me to excel and get the results that I wanted. And like I said, I'm so honored and blessed to be here on this call, finishing up this call here for you. And I hope that you've enjoyed what I've had to say tonight, and I hope you learned something from it. And if there's something that I didn't touch on that possibly you're needing help with, by all means, you know, email me. And when my emails come in, just hit a reply and just type in what challenges you're having, and we'll try to help work you out, you know, to the point where you're overcoming those challenges and getting what you want, because that's my true purpose in life, is to serve folks like you, to help you. And my mission, honestly, my mission in my life is to help, to inspire, encourage, and motivate at least 1 million people in my lifetime to go forward, to believe in themselves, to follow their dreams, and to achieve them.
So I'd like you to do right now, if you haven't already done that, is go to my website and get your free guide, How to Unleash the Power Within. Go to sunnyjames.com/guide. That's sunnyjames.com/GUIDE. Go there now, today not tomorrow. That's TNT, today not tomorrow, and get your free guide and take time, half hour. That's all it takes, half hour. Shut off your cell phone, shut off your regular phone, shut off your TV, lock your door. Just be somewhere quiet for a while where you can concentrate and read that information for a half hour. It'll give you some really good key tips, and then start applying those tips, and you're going to see a world of difference.
And listen, I'm going to close out this call. I want to thank you again for being there and listening to it. And again, keep positive thoughts in your mind, kind, caring words on your lips, love and forgiveness in your heart, and a spring in your step to helping others.
Well, it's chocolate every day to make my troubles go away. It's fun to think that way. Well, I think my take on life is just about right. You gotta work, play, and rest every day. You see, a little bit of this, a little bit.